Sacrifice of the Hybrid Princess. Wolfsbane had no time. He feigned left. She went right, as he knew she would. Twisting, he vaulted through the air, landing on the back of the horse behind her. The huge animal, reeking of sweat, white froth flying from its mouth and nostrils, rearing back, panicked, she yanked the reins hard and dug in her heels. The horse reared higher. They would be thrown. Wolfsbane jammed his legs under her calves, lifting them from the horse's sides, and tore the reins from her hands. He yelled orders in the vampiri tongue to this horse he knew well until the animal began to calm. All the while, Serene was swinging the riding crop back behind her, both the leather tongue and the cane shaft slashing Wolfsbane's face, arms, and thighs. He finally gained enough control of the horse to grab the crop from her hand. He leapt off, pulling her with him. She turned and slashed his face with her nails, yanking out fistfuls of feathers from his wings, startling him. Wolfsbane grabbed her wrists and pulled them behind her. "Let me go, demon. I demand it. You cannot treat me this way, you peasant pig. Obey, vermin. I'm a princess." He shoved her away from him, and she fell onto the dirt. "You're a spoiled brat, and your parents are worried about you." "Eat poison," she shrieked, calling her a spoiled brat. He didn't even know her. "Vampires," she snarled, "I'm going to kill you in your sleep. In daylight, when you're helpless, you'll wake to find a knife in your heart." "If there's a knife in my heart, I won't wake," he said reasonably. "How can you stand yourself, you pathetic wimp? You're just my father's dim-witted flunky." "Your parents will be angry with you. I can take you back as a recaptured runaway or as a princess with air for brains who was lost in the woods. Do you understand me?" She understood all right. "They're just worried about how things look. Maybe the vampiri should know that their princess is a prisoner." "Their princess is a bitch," he said, "but they already know that. Everyone knows it but your parents, who are likely coming to that realization. Choose." She sighed heavily, but finally said, "I went for a ride. I got lost." "You're not as stupid as you act," he said. "And you're not as smart as you think you are." "Possibly not." He pulled her to her feet. "But you're definitely as stupid as I think you are." "I'm smarter than you are," he thought, "or I will need to be."